What's up, y'all? Welcome into part two of this DMVI Rams podcast. As always, I'm your host, Justin Michael. If you did not tune in to part one, go back and check that out. We talked about the departure of Justice Ross Simmons from CSU football. I talked about what has been said publicly, what I have heard behind the scenes. I gave all the information that I have regarding that situation. I talked about what it could mean for some of the other young receivers in the room and then just kind of how big of a loss that is. Obviously, not the luckiest break in the world to lose two of your three leading wide receivers from a season ago. The silver lining is that you've got a veteran in Donovan Ollie who seems to have hit the ground running since transferring over from Cincinnati. I've heard really good things about what Dylan Goffney is doing. Caleb Goody and some of the young guns are starting to kind of make a name for themselves. So make sure you go check all of that out. We also talked about a really important transfer addition in Jackson Warren, as well as a transfer cornerback for Ram fans to keep their eyes on. He will be in town on April 20th for the spring game. That's Ricky Johnson, the UNLV transfer corner. Really productive player over the last couple of years for the Rebels. We're going to change tune a little bit and switch over to the hoop side now. I am going to talk about a couple of guys that I really think the Rams have a good chance of landing. We're going to talk about Kerry Booth, a really high-profile visit that the Hoops program has on campus this weekend, hopefully going well. I'll try to give an update on that either on Sunday or Monday, depending on when I get the information on all of that. We'll talk about some other guys you should keep an eye on. And then at the very end, I'm going to give a couple of thoughts on WrestleMania Night 2, which was a blast. Wanted to give people some time to potentially watch it and not, you know, have spoilers right at the beginning. It's such a long, long production. I think it was like 11 hours between both nights, and that's not even including having Friday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw on both sides of the event as well. So it's just a ton to keep up with, but I thought the pay-per-view was as good as it's ever been. Thought it'd be fun to just give a couple of thoughts on that. I know wrestling's not for everybody, but it certainly seems to have had kind of a revival in the sports and pop culture scene over the last year or two. Plus, I mean, if you're not into it, nobody's forcing you to listen. And, you know, you can create a podcast and talk about whatever you want. Real quick, trucks have always been part of Toyota's DNA. For generations, Toyota has built durable legends destined for greatness and perfect for Colorado. Whether you're conquering off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, there's a Toyota truck that's just right for you. Maybe the all-new 2024 Tacoma, or the return of the iconic 2024 Land Cruiser, which is back this spring. Toyota offers 17 models with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, like the Epic 4Runner. They also offer more low- and zero-emission vehicles combined than any other automaker to give customers numerous choices to reduce their carbon footprint. There are 16 different hybrid vehicles to choose from, like the Tundra iForce Max hybrid truck. Not to be outdone, Toyota SUVs take command on the road and on the trail, so you can explore the road less traveled without sacrificing smooth city rides in SUVs like the RAV4 and Grand Highlander. Toyota is a proud partner of CSU Athletics and the official vehicle of DNVR. I also want to take a second and talk to you guys about the Circa Sportsbook app, which is available for download in Colorado. What's great about Circa is they do not limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit player winnings. They are really big on trying to create as much of a profit for the bettors as possible. For instance, they strive to give a minus 110 split, while other books might offer more like minus 115, minus 120. There are real people behind the Circa Sports brand who resolve issues in a timely fashion. Some other sportsbooks can't say that. They use chatbots. Download the app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can be made only while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right, before we talk about Kerry Booth, before we give an update on some of the other transfers that CSU has been in the mix with, do need to give a portal update. Kyle Evans has decided to enter the transfer portal. He was the one that I wondered if he might. At this point, I don't expect any other departures outside of maybe Nate Clifford, who could decide he just wants to go pro. I don't think he'll transfer. I think he's either back at CSU or he likes to make a run at the NBA. At this point, I think it would certainly benefit Clifford to come back for another year, work on his handle, try and prove he can hit shots at the same rate that he did earlier on in the season. Just some small things that he could refine along the way. That said, you know, I've heard he's kind of just wondering if he still wants to stay in school or not. I get that. I certainly get that, especially when you already have your degree. And, you know, it's a pretty weak NBA draft class, so you only need one team to fall in love with you. We'll see what happens there. Anyways, Kyle Evans decides to enter the portal after his sophomore year. I can't say that it's a shocking decision for a variety of reasons. I mean, playing time alone, he's only played in 20 games over the last two seasons. Although you should remember that after playing in 11 games as a true freshman, he ended up breaking his hand and was out for the year. And that was a bummer because I felt like he was really starting to show some confidence on both sides of the floor. I remember that New Mexico game in particular. He had a couple of nice moments. In terms of talent, I think he has a pretty high ceiling. He's a big man with skill. He moves pretty well. Like, I think he's a guy that can be an impactful big, especially at a high major level. Coming out of high school, when he actually signed with CSU, there were high major programs like USC that were trying to get him to reclassify, play another year of prep ball, and basically sign with them instead. He elected to come to CSU. You see that talent pop right away, you know, as a youngin in his first season in the program. But unfortunately, and I've talked about a very similar situation with Tavy Jackson, especially when you also factor in the injury stuff. Both of those guys, their development was slowed by things that were out of their control, and that's not being able to stay healthy, unfortunately. And then the additions of some key veterans. Like, in a different world, Tavy and Kyle play significantly larger roles for the Rams this past season. I don't know if that would have been better for CSU, because, you know, you're able to go out and get some really talented players and, you know, Joel Scott, who you didn't expect. If you're Tavy, you're not necessarily expecting Isaiah to play a fifth year or for them to sign, you know, the Missouri Gatorade player of the year in Kyan Evans. And he just kind of got usurped. And then, you know, Kyle Evans, they bring in Joel Scott, they bring in Rashawn Bemba coming off that hand injury. You know, it took a lot of the opportunities he was going to have out of the picture. When you combine that with the fact that he had a really tough year behind the scenes, and that's personal stuff, I don't feel comfortable releasing what I know. It's, you know, family stuff, and I don't know what information is public and what information is private, but he had a really tough go of it, you know, in his personal life. It was a hard year on him. I sympathize for him in multiple ways. Off the court so much more, but even from a basketball standpoint, you know, that sucks. You're a freshman, you have all this talent, you get hurt, you're out for the year, you're hoping that the next year is going to be, you know, your next big break. And especially now when the focus is winning on now and in the portal era, it can be tough because you can get passed over by a vet that comes in that you didn't expect, and that kind of happened for him. I do think he would have had a much larger role this next season alongside Rashawn Bemba. I don't know that for sure, but it's just my assumption. I do think the coach has liked him a lot, but I personally think much more so even than the basketball stuff, this is probably a decision that comes down to the personal stuff, and I very much expect him to land back in California closer to family. You know, maybe a school like San Jose State could be an option, and honestly, I think that the staff would help him find a landing spot. I really do. He's a really good dude. I wish him well on his journey. I was looking forward to year three in Fort Collins, so I'm certainly disappointed in that regard. But, you know, it's also, and I talked about this with the departure of Justice Ross Simmons on part one, and that's a whole different situation. But, you know, much like with CSU football and losing a wide receiver, it stings. It stinks to lose a guy that you were expecting to count on. But at the same time, you know, it also opens up some possibility, and there's going to be more players to enter the portal. And I got to imagine that this CSU basketball situation would be pretty appealing if you were a vet looking to land in a spot and take your game to the next level to have a chance to compete for the NCAA tournament. So we're going to get into all that. We're going to talk about Kerry Booth, the Notre Dame transfer, son of Nuggets GM Calvin Booth, who's on campus this weekend. I'm going to give updates on a couple of other guys, and I will keep it rolling. Watch 140-plus live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news with Fubo TV. Stream live TV from any device. Watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. Start watching immediately, too, with a free trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. You get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. The Colorado Rockies are on Fubo all season long. You can get the NFL Network, Red Zone, whatever you're into, they've got it. Watch all your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies, with Fubo. Just go to FuboTV.com/DNVR. Sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. Join us at the Breckenridge Brewery Farmhouse for our live DNVR Broncos draft show on April 25th. Super Bowl 50 champion Todd Davis will be there. Hank will be there. RK will be there. I'll be there. Dre and more. What's awesome is you can get a burger and a house beer included in your ticket price before and after the show. You'll be able to meet and greet, take pics with the DNVR crew. We'll also be providing some fun giveaways, swag, pint glasses, etc. Raising Cane reps will be in the house as well to hand out some great swag and footballs. It's going to be a blast. You guys know we love Breckenridge Brewery at DNVR. They've been with us since the very beginning. They are the official craft beer of DNVR. There's no better way to watch a game than having an ice-cold beer in hand. I personally keep it simple. You can't go wrong with the classic, like an Avalanche Amber Ale. Fun slinger. It's fun to say. It's fun to drink. I can't go wrong with the Mountain Beach Sour. Check out the Breck Beer Locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. All right, so we have been focused on Kerry Booth now for about a week. This isn't the first time that I brought him up on the podcast. He is on campus, though, this weekend for his official visit, and this is a huge moment for the program. You're coming off of an NCAA tournament win, which is something that they had been kind of missing under Medved. Yes, we would have liked to have seen them make a deeper run. I understand all of that, but the potential is there. You showed on a national stage throughout the season that this is a program that can be in the mix at a major level. Like, you can be a top 20 team for multiple months. You can beat top 10 opponents. You can beat high majors. You can beat the breaks off of a high major. You know, when you play your A game, I feel like this season was huge in terms of raising CSU's profile. And we're kind of seeing that with the types of transfers that the Rams are in the mix with. Some of them, you know, make sense. A guy like Trevor Baskin, Colorado Mesa transfer, a stud. It makes sense that a Colorado kid would be interested in CU and CSU, especially when you consider the fact that both schools have a track record of taking D2 talent and making them successful at the D1 level. You look at what Derek White did in Boulder, or most recently in Fort Collins with Joel Scott and Patrick Cartier. That's a strong selling point. By the way, from what I've heard, Baskin will be on campus, I think Monday, early this week, though. He'll have his official visit. So that should be an answer we find out, I think, in the next week or so, if the D2 star is going to land in Fort Collins. And we'll see what happens here with Kerry Booth. I think the fact that CSU is even in the mix for a player like Booth, when you look at the other schools that have been in the mix, you know, programs like Texas, I think I saw Ohio State and Dayton have been in the mix, but especially, you know, schools like Texas and Ohio State, for the Rams to be in the mix, it speaks volumes to what has been established as a program under Nico Medved. And I think that for a guy like Booth, who, you know, let's be real, the NIL will probably be somewhat of a factor. I don't think anybody, even if they come from a well-off background, is going to turn their nose up at the potential of, you know, getting some cash. But I don't think it's going to be the deciding factor. And based on some of the interviews that we've seen from him, he seems to be really conscious about finding the right fit for him. And he's a guy that I think can be a stretch four. That's what he wants to play. He can shoot the ball. I think he can, you know, even be a guy that you can run some sets through and, you know, trust him to make a play and get to the hoop in a hurry. I think he is really intriguing in this system as basically a much more hyper-athletic version of what Cartier was doing, at least on the offensive end, I mean. And then, you know, defensively, I think he could do some of what Joel Scott was able to do. And if you're kind of able to get the best of both worlds between those players and one really athletic guy who comes from a hoops background, has been around the game his entire life, man, all of a sudden the possibilities for this team feel really intriguing. And like, yes, I still think they need some more front court depth. I'm excited about Rashawn Bemba coming back, but now you lose Kyle Evans. Even if you land Booth, I still think you need some type of a big, whether that's a versatile four or a true five. But I mean, if Neat comes back, if you're able to land a guy like Baskin, and this is probably wishful thinking for all of these things to go CSU's way, but if you add Kerry Booth, Neat Clifford comes back for one more season, and you add Baskin, the amount of length that you're going to be able to throw at teams is going to feel very San Diego State-esque. You took a major step in the right direction defensively. Actually, I mean, the two-point defense CSU had this year ago, and I credit Joel Scott, I credit the guards, I credit, you know, Shelton and his impact as a coach. They felt kind of San Diego State-esque at times when they were really defending at a high level this past year. But the hope is that, you know, maybe you won't be quite that level defensively every year, but if you can be around that with what this team most seasons is going to be on the offensive end under Nico Medved, man, that feels really dangerous. At the end of the day, it's always going to be kind of tough to compete with some of these bigger schools who just have insane amounts of resources, but this feels like a recruiting win for CSU and a validation of where the program is at. There are schools that land a surprising visit or are able to sign a surprising guy every now and then. I get that. But on top of who the other players that the Rams have been in the mix with are, and you know, some of the top Mountain West guys like Redis Petritis, you know, Cardenas, basically what I've heard is that it came down to Boise State and CSU for Cardenas, and we got outbid. Not shocked. I think our NIL money is going to be applied more to adding guys like Baskin and potentially Booth. But people are interested in what CSU is doing. They view it as a place where you can compete at a high level, where you can elevate your game. And I'm just really excited for the future of this program. I think they've got a good chance to land at least one. I'm hoping for two out of the three between Brendan Rigsby, the Oregon transfer guard, Kerry Booth, and Trevor Baskin. If you can add all three of them, you're feeling phenomenal. I don't expect Xavier Ducell to be in the mix with CSU. He's taken visits to San Diego State, Nevada, former Wyoming and Fresno State player. I don't love him as a fit anyways, other than it would just be nice to add another three-point shooter. Those are the guys that I'm really locked in on, though, at the moment, transfer-wise. Brendan Rigsby, Colorado native, a guy that can come in and be a veteran facilitator for you, maybe even play alongside Kyan Evans, maybe break him up. I'm not sure how you would do that, but I think he'd be a really natural fit. I really love Baskin, just both ends. I think he's perfect for this. If you had Booth, man, look out. You know, Petritis committed to Texas. That's a bit of a bummer. Cardenas, those were kind of my two Mountain West guys that I was most hoping to land. He lands with Boise State, but the future is very bright for this program, and a huge couple of days with Booth being in town now, and then, you know, Baskin coming in a couple of days now, so hopefully, you know, we're going to have some celebratory pods here in a couple of days where we're just hyping up all the recruiting wins. I don't want to get too repetitive in terms of, you know, like if one of these guys commits, I'll really go full in depth and break down their game and the high moments, low moments, all that fun stuff. We'll see. Big couple of days. Before we get out of here, I did feel like just giving a couple of thoughts on WrestleMania Night 2 and the product as a whole. I thought that this was as good of a WWE event as I've ever seen. I just thought the matches were excellent on both nights. Even night one, I mean, Sami Zayn versus Gunther was awesome, and now that sets up some intriguing storylines. You know, Bayley winning the title was a lot of fun. Rhea Ripley is unstoppable. But night two, there was just so much hype around this Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns rematch. You throw in the bloodline rules and how is that going to factor into the equation? You know, how much is The Rock going to be a part of it? The Usos, all of that. And I just thought that they absolutely nailed every bit of it. I'm glad that it wasn't the entire match. The focus was still largely one-on-one, Cody and Roman just being awesome in the ring, two legends in their own regard. But I love how it was played out. I think I wasn't surprised Cena came out to take out, you know, Solo. I think I even mentioned that I expect that to happen at some point. I was shocked by The Undertaker. That was awesome. And I like that, too, from a storytelling standpoint, because, you know, The Undertaker had always kind of been the guy who validates everybody else in the locker room. And I just felt like him being the one that chokeslams The Rock helps Cody finally finish the story and become WWE champion. That's really special, and it means something coming from him. Originally, I was really upset when they didn't have Cody win at the first Mania, you know, last year. I think it worked out perfectly, and I think the fact that he lost made us yearn for him to win more. It really rallied and galvanized the audience behind him, and I don't think it could have turned out any better than the way this whole situation played out. Shout out to Seth Rollins. He was a fun little wrinkle in that, coming out in the Shield costume and, you know, being his Shield essentially in that situation. That was cool. I love Seth. I think he's entertaining. I'm glad that Drew McIntyre beat him, just because I think Drew was due. And now, you know, with Damian Priest cashing in on him, that sets up a whole fun storyline over the next couple of months. Wrestling is really good right now. I understand it's totally dorky. I've been very open and upfront about how I know that this is just a silly show, and, you know, the some of the fights look just ridiculous. Some of the storylines are absolutely ridiculous, but these guys are incredible athletes. It's really entertaining, and it's fun to just sit back and watch something, you know, lighthearted and fun, and not have to stress over it that much. I don't know. It's something I enjoy quite a bit. I got hooked on it when I was a kid. I went away from it for a long time, like 10, 15 years, basically. Kind of started to dip my toes back in about a year and a half ago, and I'm full-on hooked now, full-on wrestling dork. So I'll talk about it every now and then on the pod. I try and keep the focus where, you know, people really want, which is obviously CSU, Mountain West, and collegiate athletics. But, you know, we are in off-season mode, so not the worst thing to have a little bit of fun every now and then. Appreciate everybody that was locked into both of these pods. We'll have a ton of content coming your way over the next month. Much love, y'all. Always proud to be. Looking forward to that spring game in about a week. Peace.
Peaches out of Palisades, sweet as mama's marmalade. This shit sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. My mama slapped that bass, my sister sang these songs. Dancing under canopies, we thank the trees for all their leaves. We are just some drops of water, together make up seven seas. And one day I'll be like my father, one day I will learn to breathe. I'm choking on the thought that I am not the man I wanna be. I got blood on my shirt, like I wear my heart on my sleeve. She said I look good in red, but that went straight to my head. So now she's rocking my tees, tucked into new Prada jeans. And we ain't spoken a month, but I just saw her last week. The lipstick stain still on my cheek, like we ain't talk enough. And we always seem to laugh, but never nod at us. So the future's looking grim, it's kinda ominous. And this song ain't about love, that'd be too obvious. See, this is more about lust and all of my misconceptions. And this is more about me and all of my self-deception. I'll tell myself a lie 100 times, don't need corrections. But every night I pray to God, I hope I learn my lesson. And the peaches out from Palisade, and they sweet as mama's marmalade. And this should sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. And my mama slapped that bass, and my sister sang these songs. Dancing hand in hand, we were tripping to left feet, like a middle school slow dance. No one knew how to lead, but I'm still thankful for these days. They put a smile on my
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.